Hello, everybody. I'm back. And I'm swallowing because I was eating some amazing food just now and needed to get it down. Oh, amazing stuff. This is really fun. I have with me here in the studio May Kaidi. And she is an incredible, successful entrepreneur. She owns vegan restaurants and cooking schools in Bangkok and Chiang Mai. And we're lucky to have her here in New York right now. And she's going to tell us a lot of why she's here and what she's doing. And it has to do with delicious Thai food. That's vegan. Welcome to It's All About Food. So say hello in the microphone so we can hear you.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Heidi.
Okay.
Nice to meet you here.
Good. Let me bring that up a little. Okay. Yeah, okay. Great. So you're here in New York right now.
Yes.
And you've had a few months, you've been doing some interesting projects. So why don't you let us know what you've been doing in New York?
Yeah, now I've been here about 8 months already.
8 months.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in the 8 month, I want to starting some business. You know, like they are starting do the Make ID cooking class and Make ID, they are Kickstarter, like a kick tour, you know, like a tour cooking for vegetarian vegan food for people at home.
So have you been giving cooking classes while you've been here in New York?
Yes, I have a lot of class right now, about 15 events already.
Wow,
yeah,
okay.
In New York and New Jersey. But next trip, we go to upstate.
Okay, now, a lot of people love Thai food. Mm-hmm. But one of the frustrating things for a vegetarian or a vegan mm-hmm. is we discover there's things in the sauce that
yes.
aren't for vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do to make...
For the sauce, for the vegetarian food, I use only vegan food, yeah? And for the sauce, I use very special in my cooking. I use like the chili paste, you mm-hmm. know, because we use chili paste for the tom yum soup. We use the chili paste for dipping. You can use chili paste for the stir fry. You can use chili paste for the curry.
And it's spicy,
yeah,
right?
For spicy, for make the flavor, you know. That's why they're very special today, you know. I bring you try how it's spicy.
I love it. I've tried the spring rolls.
Yeah, spring roll and with peanut sauce.
With a sweet, spicy peanut. It's so good,
yeah,
peanut sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a lot of cilantro in it, too,
yeah,
which I love.
And ginger.
Yeah. It's just the simplest of foods, and it's delicious. And
mm-hmm.
then you jarred a particular sauce.
Yes,
can I?
Yes, like one kind of chili paste, like the chili on herb, like the lemongrass and coffee lime leaf with the onion, garlic, carrot, you know, some.
Okay.
Yep.
It's got, I'm going to read it. It has daikon, jicama, mm-hmm. carrot, dried chili, brown sugar, tamarind, vinegar, mm-hmm. vegetable oil, salt, soy sauce, lemongrass, coffee lime leaves, and galangal.
Yes, we use the herb.
Yeah, beautiful, and it's delicious. Wow. So we can buy this here in New York?
Yes, yeah, coming soon also in New York. Because
Not yet,
but we plan because we have the for set up restaurant first right now. You know, make it a restaurant coming soon
mm-hmm.
on October, and then we starting that also.
Okay, yeah. This is exciting. So you need to look for May Kaidi's Tom Yum Chili Paste. Vegan!
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Okay. When you do your cooking classes, what do you make?
Oh, in my class, I cooking the Tom Yum, what the flavor people
the
like.
Soup.
You know, Tom Yum soup, Massaman curry, Pad Thai, and black sticky rice with mango. Some people want to do special dishes, they can request what they like also.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they like it. Special dish like the Northeast Thailand and Bangkok, really different, you know, or Northeast, you know, sometimes they like more spicy. I just to bring more chili, you know, and they can cook many styles.
Okay, let's go in the past, back in history when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
I always love to hear stories about how people became vegetarian and why they did.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a little bit about you?
Yes, for me, you know, I didn't decide for vegetarian before because I stay in the small village, like the farm, And we cooking a lot of local food like the frog and you know, fish in the farm. You know, we can fry everything what in the farm we cooking. And also the one thing happened with me because my auntie, you know, she live in Bangkok. She have the husband foreigner, you know, from foreigner from France. Then they have the restaurant, vegan restaurant. That the why I go to the beginning with her because she need me help.
I see.
Yeah, that's why the first time why I go to Bangkok and starting help the restaurant with my aunt. That's the vegetarian food, only foreigner. You know, I surprised from 1988. That's why they make my life change. You know, not stay in the village, not work in farm, but she invite me to help in the kitchen.
You were lucky to have
your
aunt.
Yes, that's why I'm beginning from hell, cooking, chop vegetable, but not vegetarian, you know. I cook, but I eat meat. That's why I happy eating, you know. So someday, make my body really problem, because when you eat a lot of meat and food not digest, and I have the weight problem, like 65 kilo.
Wow, you were heavy.
Yeah, have the problem from diet, and also the
Let me tell you right now, May Kaidi is beautiful. She has a beautiful dress on and decorated with all kinds of lovely jewelry. It's just so exciting to see it. I'm going to post it on my website later, but just absolutely stunning. Did you come here in a taxi, or did you...
No, just walking.
Did you walk?
34th Street.
And
really
were people admiring you as you walked?
Yeah, even take photos. I'm walking like that.
You know, we're here in New York City, and there's all kinds of people here and all kinds of dress, and most people leave everybody alone. But you're just too striking for people not to pay attention to. That's lovely. So does this clothing signify anything in
that
particular?
Is about the Thai culture. You know, they have many Thai people. When you wear like that, it means you do ceremony something. You know, you do that at a wedding. Sometimes we wear not like the jewelry, but like the Thai. Sometimes they use for ceremony for Thai dance for the king birthday.
Yeah.
Or queen birthday, you know, or in the school they have some show for school, you know, the teaching kind, and they showed, that's why that's custom, like for show.
It's lovely.
Yeah, but I do that for walking and marketing.
Now, what do Thai people think of vegetarians?
You know, before people see, oh, vegetarian is how you get the power from vegetarian. How people say, oh, how you have energy for that. You know, sometimes I worry about that. Also, you know, but after then, when I come vegetarian for 25 years, I have been for 25 years now, then I can tell my body, don't worry about the protein, don't worry about the meat, you know. Sometimes I eat just the tofu, soya milk, or like the product, like the nut or brown rice, you know. My body don't have problem with that. That's why my body decide to eat more only vegetarian right now.
You know, this program is always open to calls, and if anybody has any questions about Thai cuisine, you can call in at 1-888-874-4888. 1-888-874-4888. Yeah, I love Thai food, but I never know where I can get it, where I can be sure it's vegan. Because of the fish sauce and the oyster sauce, right?
Yes. And right now, vegetarian really popular everywhere, you know?
Yes.
And when foreigners go to Thailand, you know, they bring vegetarian food or vegan and raw food to Thailand.
Raw food,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, raw food also. And now Thai people really follow what people eating health, you know? They know about the health, the fasting, and they know about the detox. You know, that's why the Thai people are eating more healthy right now. And then people that like the vegetarian, many vegetarian fish sauce right now, like the soya sauce. You know, we don't use fish sauce, but we use light soya sauce or dark soya sauce. We don't use oyster sauce, but we use mushroom sauce.
Mushroom sauce is better than oyster sauce, and it's so good for
you. Sometimes you can use like the miso. You know, miso, like the bean paste. You know, the same in Thailand. They have Thai miso also.
Miso. Where can I find that?
Yeah, in Asian market, you have, like the Thai market. They have.
Thai miso or something?
It's called the tau jiao, but making from Thailand. You know, Thailand more liquid. You know, very good for stir fry. But for the Japanese, more stick. right, in the bag. But Thailand more, but more make from bean the same.
Right, from the beans.
Yes.
Amazing beans. From we can do everything with beans, right? Okay, now you have been like everywhere. You've taught cooking in how many countries?
Oh, I have been cooking in Japan, England, Moscow, and also the in the England 2 times, Moscow 2 times, and Japan 2 times also.
What if, did they like your food in Moscow?
Yes, I surprised.
You is know, there it, a lot of Thai food there in Moscow?
I saw some restaurant Thai, you know, many people to go there. And but my cooking there show is vegan people because the community people there is the Hindu, like the Hindu temple. They do their ceremony for Krishna.
I went to a vegetarian conference once in Brazil. And I did some cooking demos of some very simple food. And before I got there, I sent a list to the conference people for the food that I needed. Without thinking, I couldn't, they didn't have all the same ingredients.
Yeah.
So when you're in Russia, can you find all the food that you need?
Yeah, I can find some, but not it all.
Yeah.
But I can change something.
That's when that shows your talent when you can make it with something new, right?
Yeah, I know, like the green curry. Sometimes you use the sweet basil, right? But there, they use a lot of dill. Then I use dill for green curry. I use dill for red curry, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be good.
Yeah, it tastes really good also. But
right, they like that. They like their dill there in Russia, I live in Queens in New York. There's a big Russian community. And in the stores near the Russian area, the dill that they sell, it's always cheaper and just a lot of it because they like dill. Dill instead of basil. Okay, why not? And what about you've been to France?
France, no.
No.
I've never been France.
Okay, they need you. They're the cuisine capital of the world, right?
I like to traveling. And
they need you. I'll tell you why. Maybe it's different, but I lived in the south of France in the early 90s. I never found a good Thai restaurant.
Oh.
They need you.
I see. Some Thai restaurant, not Thai people cooking.
Yeah.
You know, some Thai restaurant, they build a business. Then they sell for some foreigner, you know, like sometimes Chinese.
I went to a Thai restaurant last week in the Broadway district, Times Square. It was terrible.
Wow. maybe many people say, oh, Thai cooking, but not Thai people cooking sometimes like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yep. Thai food, but not Thai people cooking. Yep. You know, you use only name. One restaurant, some here also, everything Thai, you know, have the Buddhist, the monk. Have the everything like the decorate like Thai. When I go there, I say hello to say Sawadika. Nobody know me.
I have a question. There was a nice Thai restaurant in my neighborhood in Forest Hills. It's not there anymore, and they had these goddesses. I think they were hanging from the ceiling. These they were wooden women with wings. Someone told me they were goddesses of the rice paddies. Do you know what I'm talking about? I see them in Thai restaurants sometimes. Is that an American creation or is that really Thai?
I think just for some the marketing, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I think like that.
Okay. That's good to know. That's funny. Okay. You've had one Kickstarter?
Yeah.
And now you have another one.
Another one coming also.
And what is it for?
The Kickstarter for next?
Yeah.
Yeah. For right now, we do the tour cooking. Yeah. Then next, we go to Upstate
New York.
Yeah. And then go to the Boston.
Okay. Where in Upstate New York?
In the Ithaca.
Ithaca.
Yeah.
When are you going to be there?
In this week, next week.
Okay.
Coming.
Very
in next
good.
Week.
I might be in Ithaca next week.
Yes, Ithaca.
Are you teaching at the university or at
And also university, Common, you know, another Common University, you know that?
Is it in Ithaca?
Yeah, really close to Ithaca, not in Ithaca. We do two places, Ithaca and Common University.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So right. You're doing a Kickstarter to raise money to do what?
For the money, we want to build a restaurant. Right now, we're starting restaurant in the buy some of the like the ingredients, some of the project. You know, like right now, we're starting painting, construction, you know.
That's so you have a restaurant?
Yeah, right now we have already.
And where is it?
On 28th Street, east side.
But it's not open?
Coming on October.
Oh, so we're going to have a real vegan Thai restaurant in October. Are you going to stay in New York?
Yes, because I want to build my caddy in New York. That's
beautiful.
Why I want to stay for a long time.
Okay, this is exciting. So it should open in October. And what's on the menu?
In the menu, we have like the local food. Local is mean from Thailand, you know. We have like the Thai, Bangkok, South, Northeast, and the North Thailand. You know, you can see Thai food very different about North Thailand, different South Thailand.
How is
Bangkok.
It? I don't know. How is it? I only know Pad Thai. So.
Yeah, the culture very different also, you know, Thai, Northeast, and my village, like the Northeast Thailand, you know,
is
the food.
Is it spicier or richer?
Yeah, very spicy.
In the North?
Yeah, Northeast. Northeast. Spicy also, but not a lot of coconut.
Not a lot of coconut.
Yeah, really light, you know, similar like that, you know, but dipping with the
spicy
rice. Yeah,
but spicy. Not heavy.
Yes, but in the Chiang Mai, it like the have the soup special like the khao soi. You know, the khao soi is between North Thailand and like the Burma. You know, they have like the mix North and Burma a little bit. You know, the food, that's why they're very different. And South Bangkok is like a little bit like the Muslim and Thai South people. You know, that's why they mix together.
Okay.
And Bangkok like the original style. You know, the Pad Thai, Tom Yam, Masaman. And also the curry, you know, or stir fry, you know, or salads, crispy salad, mango, spicy, you know, or lemongrass salad, you know, something like that.
Sounds good. Are you getting hungry, everybody? I have some great. I'm going to try one bite because it was so good. I've got a spring roll here, and it's got tofu in it and carrots. And is that cabbage or lettuce in there?
Yeah, lettuce.
Okay, lettuce. And
ginger and cashew nut also.
Oh, is this, what is
it? Just ginger.
Ginger. Oh, yeah. Nice strips of ginger in a sweet
and
peanut
system.
Sauce. I'm taking a bite. Hold on a minute. Crunch. Okay, I love the ginger. That's so good. Oh, there's a cashew in there.
Yes, cashew nut.
That's so exciting. I'm crunching on something. I never had a cashew in my spring roll.
Sometimes you can use the avocado. It's very good. You know, here a lot of avocado, you know. Sometimes I don't use cashew nut, but I use avocado. You know, more creaming together.
Oh, this is really good. Okay. What else do you want to tell me about? You have a few restaurants in Thailand?
Yeah, we have 3 in Bangkok, 1 in Chiang Mai, and 1 Cambodia also opening already.
And do you find a lot of vegetarians go there or everybody goes there?
Go to Thailand?
To your restaurant.
In Thailand, in Bangkok. Yeah, we have the restaurant from 1988, almost like 20 years, 25 or 28.
Has it always been vegetarian?
Only vegetarian.
Wow.
And also the one thing, not Thai people go to my restaurant, only foreigner. Yes, international people, you know, when they say vegetarian, people are surprised, you know, only foreigner go to my restaurant. That's why I'm beginning myself on the street, like the food, the street food, you know, I have the small cart and the restaurant only 2 table. You know, when the raining, you cannot eat. You just stop. When the rain go, you can come. And no name restaurant before, but many people. But I surprised, have the Lonely Planet. After you say, oh, your restaurant really popular. You have Michael in Lonely Planet, in Love Guy, in the City Guy, you know, the Stefan Root, some in the Germany or France guy, you know. And after then, TV from France, Germany, England, and TV from Israel, you know, come interview about me, you know, how you come vegetarian, why only foreigner come to your business. Why you, like I show Thai culture, I show the cooking and dancing. That's why I like my dread like that. I show Thai cooking.
So you like foreigners?
Yes, of course.
We like your food.
Yes.
That's funny. You know how I found out about you?
Mm-hmm.
From John Phillips.
John. Oh, that is my student cooking class in Thailand about 2 years ago or 4 years ago. He been.
Okay. He came to your class in Thailand.
Yes.
Yeah. He's, I met him when he was a teenager. And he was a young vegan and a great activist and a great volunteer. Mm-hmm. And he's continued to be a good friend and colleague and knows all the best places to eat. So he found you and then knew, I guess he found out you were here in New York.
Yeah, also in New York, you know, one thing I do, like I do the cooking Saturday night, no, Friday night. I do the cooking party, you know. Cooking party, and then I invite people to my apartment.
Oh, nice.
I just do the cooking to like my the business card on the street. People want to join my dinner cooking.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I do that. More people see, oh, marketing in New York, do something. Then people booking. Sometimes I have 20 people in one day, you know, in the early the 7 o'clock until 9, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good. Every week, 20 people, 15 people. 10 people, you know, like that. It's good. You know, some meeting people.
Okay, so I'm wondering about, I know what I can get in a restaurant, but in Thailand, a fine meal, do you serve special, excuse me, I had a bite and now I'm belching. Is that impolite? are there special beverages, alcohol? Wines.
In Thailand?
Yeah.
Oh, for my restaurant or everything?
Yeah, in the culture and at your restaurant.
Oh, yeah, in Thailand, you know, some they have wine, not so popular, you know, but in the for local people, you know, they drink more like the Laos whiskey or something like mm-hmm. that. They have also, you know, the drink, but the wine not so popular for.
Okay, whiskey's popular, wine not so popular.
Yeah, not so popular.
Often we can get a Thai iced tea that has milk in it.
Yes.
Do you make a vegan version?
Yeah, I want to do that one, you know, Thai tea or Thai iced coffee, you know, we can share. You know, normally I do in my restaurant, I'm making Thai tea with almond milk and coconut milk.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I share, you know, no milk. And also with Thai coffee also, you know, you can add coconut milk or you can add almond milk. It's very good.
It is so, very good.
Yes.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so where can people find you right now? So you have a website. Does it talk about the New York events on your website?
Yeah, from with my Caddy grand opening, you know, Matusin by Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. on the Twitter, and also make Heidi website.
Okay, I'm going to put links on my website for your Facebook mm-hmm. page and your website. This is really very exciting for people to find out about. You don't have a specific date yet for your grand opening.
Yeah, grand opening, we plan on 2 October.
The October 2nd?
2nd October, that we plan. If everything no problem, we want to do that because we went paperwork, not easy
yeah.
sometimes.
Has
know?
The health department visited you yet?
Yeah, yeah. That's why.
The New York Health Department.
Yeah, that's why you shake every time starting now, you know, for big cleaning.
Yes,
you know, and
big
take
cleaning.
Take time, you know. That's why I say, we say 2nd October, if can open, you know, I will invite everyone want to go my party. I invite Monk to my ceremony
yeah.
for the grand opening,
oh,
you
good.
Know, for Buddhists. And then it will
So we'll see there. Some nice costumes at the
yeah,
ceremony.
Yeah, in the ceremony and play for the gods of the land, of the stay before, you know, and also my party, I do like a buffet. You know, mm-hmm. people can enjoy the food, you know, starting like the noon, like the 12 o'clock mm-hmm. after monk finish lunch, you know, and noon until 8 o'clock. I want to do
wow.
that all day. I want to do party, like the buffet, and everyone can eating, you know, and then just people donation. Just donation.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All life should be like that, where you eat and then you pay what.
Yeah, what
you want
you,
to pay.
Yeah, what you'd like to pay. You know, I want to people to taste the food also
yeah,
in that time.
Beautiful. Okay, so the October 2nd, hopefully you're going to open. And the mm-hmm. what's the address?
Address 126 28 East
126 East 28th Street.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
I will send an email again.
Yes,
to you
good. Oh, great. I'm so delighted to meet you. This has been such a treat, and I really love that you took the time and effort to wear this beautiful costume. We've gotten really sloppy here in the United States. Nobody cares what they put on anymore. So this is really exciting for me. And this food, I can't wait to dig into it. Okay. So Mei Kaidi, thank you so much for joining me. It's all about food. And don't go anywhere because I want to nibble a little bit more on this. Mm-hmm. But I just have a few more things to say to my listeners before I close out the program. Once again, I wanted to remind you, as I said at the top of the show, about the Forks Over Knives and Engine 2 program, the different weekenders and the week-long immersion. This is really a great opportunity, especially if you're new to the food or, you know, if you're not. This is a great time to really meet some of these wonderful speakers and educators and eat great food and have a great time and meet people just like you. So responsibleeatingandliving.com is my website. Go there and find the link to the Forks. It's Forks 2. Is that what it's called? Forks 2 events. Excellent. Okay. Thank you. And I'm Karen Hartglass. You've been listening to It's All About Food. Thank you for joining me, and have a delicious week.